Hello, and welcome to another edition of Weekly Devotional. As usual, I am your host, DKOB. Today, I will be discussing with us what I will call the foolish man. The foolish man. I am reading from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, and from verse 24. And Jesus speaks here, saying, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." The foolish man, it says here, built on the sand. Initially, he talked about the wise man who built on the rock. He says, this is the man who hears the word of God and does it. But the foolish man is the one who hears the word and does not do it. There was a time I read this parable and I didn't notice that it meant those that heard the word and didn't do. I felt it was those who didn't even bother to listen. This parable is referring to those who hear the word and don't do it. The foolish man hears the word, he doesn't do it. Now, the first thing you'll notice is the storm may not come immediately. The storm, the heavy wind, the floods may not come immediately. He builds the house, he's delighted in it, he's happy that he's achieved something. His assumption is he has used quality materials to build this house. But a couple of years down the line, when the heavy floods and storms and winds come, what he's built doesn't stand the test of time. It may take several years for one to notice that he's built his house on the sand. It may take several years for one to notice that he or she hasn't taken the pain to do what the Word of God teaches. There is a day when your foundation will be tested. All through Scripture, we can see this. Proverbs 24 and verse 10. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. It will take the day of adversity to see how strong you are, to see the sort of foundation that you're built on, sand or rock. Ephesians 6 and verse 15, it talks about the evil day. There is an evil day, a day when darkness will test you, a day when the fiery darts of the enemy will be shot at you. Job 14 and verse 1, man born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. There will always be trouble on this earth. Your building materials will be tested. Your foundation will be tested. We have so many Christians nowadays who hear so many sermons, read so many books. They have so much knowledge from God's word, but they don't do it. One of my recent prayer requests is, Lord, may I begin to see this word I preach at work in my life. May these things I preach all the time also be experienced by me. I want to, like never before, experience and do these things that I preach about. It's very vital. In James chapter 1 and verse 22, it says, "Therefore, do not therefore be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word, deceiving your own selves. For he who hears the word and doesn't do it is like a man who beholds his natural face in the mirror, and he departs from that mirror, forgetting what he saw." Forgetting the face he saw in the mirror. But whosoever focuses on gazes at the perfect law of liberty, that man shall be blessed in all his ways. He says, we should not be forgetful hearers of the word. Forgetful. If you look at the original language, the translation of the word forgetful, it depicts negligence. Someone who is negligent in keeping the word in the heart and doing it. If we are negligent to do God's word, we won't see the results that the word talks about. We won't get the kind of results that the word teaches. Are you building your house on the sand today? Do you listen to so much of the word of God, but you don't allow it to transform your life? You don't live by it. You don't invest yourself in it. Are you giving over to God's word? Allowing it to transform your mind, allowing your life to experience it on a daily basis. Do you take the pain to ensure that God's word works and comes to pass in your life, changing your perspective towards life, changing your way of thinking and talking? Are you a doer of the word? If not, your house is built on the sand. It's just a matter of time. You may have been married, for example, for 30 years, 40 years, and at the end of the day, you end up being divorced. And people say, what happened? What happened was, you had built on the sand, and the storms and the wind and the flood that was turbulent enough to shake your foundation hadn't come in those years. I'm just using this as an example. There are other scenarios aside from marriage, other aspects of the Christian walk. People seem to be Christians walking in the Christian faith for a couple of years, and all of a sudden they face a single traumatic event that shakes the very core of their faith, and they are not able to survive it because they had assumed over the years that their house was built on the rock. However, it's always been on sand. The foundation has always been poor. The foundation has always been shaken, but you never knew it because it was built on sand. It was built on sand. You never took time out. You never took the pain to allow God's word to transform you. You never took the pain to do the word on a daily basis, applying yourself to God's word. Therefore, you will be shaken by the wind. Be a doer of the word. Allow God's word to transform your life. Christ is your firm foundation. Christ is the one who builds you up, nourishes you in his word. In the Old Testament, Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, the Lord tells Joshua the ingredient to success. He says, this book of the law shall not depart from your sight, but you will meditate on it day and night. For in it you will have good success. Meditating on the word day and night. Gazing, focusing on his word. Allowing God's word to fill your heart. Colossians 3 and verse 16, and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Richly. John 15 and verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask for whatsoever you desire and it shall be done. Allowing his word to gain the mastery over your life, doing it on a daily basis, getting to do it. I remember when I acquainted myself with riding bicycles, I was quite stiff and wobbly, and I learned how to ride a bike, but I wasn't riding every day. And then I began to live in a country where riding on bikes was well encouraged, and there were so many scenarios where it wasn't worth driving. So, almost on a daily basis, I began to ride a bike, and it became a part of me to the extent that I could now do some stunts on the bike which I never could do previously. I could do things on the bike now that I was nervous or afraid of doing, because it's now become a part of me. And that's what happens when you give yourself daily, apply yourself daily to the doing of God's word. It transforms you. And when I say applying yourself daily to the word of God, this is what I mean. Listening, speaking, thinking, that's meditating and doing. Listening to the word, thinking or meditating on the word, speaking the word, speaking God's word over your life, over situations and circumstances, over people's lives, and then doing it. Those components must be present in your life daily. And then when the storm comes, when the wind comes, when the floods come, you will stand the test of time. You were blessed. If you heard me and you have questions, you need a miracle, you need healing, you need counseling, you can reach out to me via email info@project-charis.org. Thank you very much.